Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you, my friend?
Busy, busy, busy. How about you?
That's a good thing. I'm doing well. This is your birthday week. How exciting.
I know.
How fun.
I'm taking my birthday completely off.
Yay!
And I'm going to celebrate all the other days, too.
That's a good thing. Always.
Yeah, I have to wait 12 years for Jupiter to conjoin my sun and my solar return, so I'm happy about that. I want to prosper in all my ways.
Absolutely. You know, it's really great that it's going to be 1 degree into Leo, too, to enforce that Leo energy and not the Cancer energy. So it'll spark a fire a little bit stronger underneath you, too.
Exactly. Yeah, it's actually a nice solar return chart I have this year. I'm kind of looking forward to it. And still enough Cancer to make me myself, but enough Leo to make me charge.
Absolutely. And it's great. Talk about enhancing your psychic ability and your solar return. Your sun's in the 12th house. That's really going to make you strong in your intuitive ability, which is such a great thing.
And I'm really hoping to be able to isolate myself and work on my book, Jacqueline.
With Mars in the third house, I would think
yeah.
That would be a beautiful thing to do. And your Gemini moon, I really think that would be the optimum thing to do this year is to write a book.
Right. See, I want to do a book, but I also want to do the audio CD because I love audiobooks. Because I'm driving long distances. Oh, I love it. I can be like 2 books on the way down to Florida while I'm driving and 2 books on the way back.
That's the way to go. Easy way to read a book.
Yeah. And I think it's fun, you know, because we do the radio show and everything, so a lot of people know my voice already. So I'm thinking, this is going to be really cool. They're going to say, oh, it's on audio? Cool.
I think it'll be great.
Yeah. I think I'm going to ask my son if he's going to help me to do some illustrations because he's very artistically gifted. He does my website for me. He's very talented. And so I figured
he'll
probably requisition him to do that.
So what's your book going to be about?
I'm sorry, but I cannot reveal this at this time.
Okay, I understand that. When things
I mean, not on the air. I'll tell you later privately, but not on the air.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of planetary changes that recently occurred, don't we?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. How'd you like that transition with Venus?
I love it. I am so glad that finally moved on.
Yes.
Into Cancer.
Right, into
Gemini
Cancer.
Energy has been forming so much confusion. And now, of course, Mars is getting ready to go into Scorpio. It's not there yet. But I think it's nice that they're going to complement each other in the first couple of degrees when Mars is there. And I think a lot of the battle of the sexes energy is going to kind of come into a little bit more of a comfort margin.
Oh, I do as well. When Mars goes into Scorpio this week and with Venus turning into Cancer, I think it's definitely going to be more nurturing and more caring because we've had this up and down and back and forth with the male-female energy and the duality of it all. Being in air, you know, people are definitely going to be saying things and doing things that, you know, they didn't think before they did. And now they at least get time to think and feel it and move on.
Exactly. Where people can use more of the basic devotion of relationships against the argument of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. That was perfect. I like that.
Yeah. And I love the fact that Saturn's direct now, too. And that's going to open up a lot of opportunities for you and me both to teach this year. I'm liking that.
Opening that up wide, which is a great thing.
Yeah. Of course, Jupiter in Leo, which rules the heart now, we're going to get out of that nippy-drippy Jupiter in Cancer. I'm insecure. I'm feeling sorry for myself so that we can, like, roar like a lion, purr like a kitten.
That's the great part. And even though this week it is squaring Mars, it's giving that, you know, since it went into Leo, it's giving that charge to it to where now you can take action with your relationships. Now you can, you know, move through those little issues and things like this and see what nurtures you, you know, with your relationship and really take charge of that. You know, I think it's going to bring a little bit more romance into people's lives as far as they're going to think more of that nurturing and romantically kind of thing. So I think it's good timing for that.
Whenever I see Leo Scorpio squares like that, I always think about intimacy. Like, who can you tell your darkest secrets to and they'll hug you anyway? That's what I think about.
That's a good thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, peel off the layers of pretense, you know, and just be very real in your heart, very real with what you desire in your life, you know, to get down to what's really going to help you both to grow in a miraculous way. I just like it. Of course, tonight we do have the moon opposing Saturn, so there's a bit of self-parenting, too, that we're going to talk a little bit about tonight, about taking responsibility for what you need to take responsibility for, but also to do some self-nurturing as well, not depending on another person.
Absolutely.
So much. But yeah. I like that opposition, and it's been happening, like I said, you know, every month, but to me it's good because it helps me to take all of the things I do, which, you know, I'm like you, I'm very diverse, I have a lot of things going on. And look at the priorities and, like, reorganize them enough to take a little bit of the stress off.
Oh, I agree. And with it in conjunct Uranus, it really helps to show a little bit more enlightenment and awakenment to the individuals where they see the purpose or the direction of self-parenting and see the purpose and the direction of really what nurtures them.
Exactly. So we've got some interesting things going on here. Of course, my birthday is coming up on Tuesday. And those that are listening, she gave me some insights into my solar return before we got on the air tonight. But it's a good one.
It's a good year. This is a real good year, not only, you know, for your own personal growth, but also for your intuitive ability to the public, which is a great thing. You know, I really like it this year because it really does open you up to really understanding deeply what the individual is going through at the time. And, you know, with the Gemini moon, it gives you enough distance to where you don't get so caught up into it, and you can be a little bit further away than what you normally are with that normal Cancer sun.
Yeah. Well, I like to be nurturing. You know, it's funny, being a Cancer sun, I think people just feel comfortable crying on me for some reason. And that's okay because I don't have big shoulders, but I have strong shoulders.
That's true. But here again, you get to take the distance from it this time to where, you know, you don't have to absorb it through and then pull it back out. You can just utilize your natural ability to nurture others and not have to hold on to it for a length of time. So I like that about this one.
Me too. Thanks. As always, I appreciate your insights. We've already got 8 people on hold, so I don't know. Maybe we should probably take care of them.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, Aphrodite, Danielle.
Hey, what's happening, girl?
Jacqueline, I'm okay. How are you guys?
Good. Excellent. So what can
we do
for
you tonight? Do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, can you guys help me with what do you think I need to know? What's most important? What's affecting me the most?
Okay. Start or shall I, Jacqueline?
That's up to you. You can go ahead. There's a couple things I'm looking at right now.
Right. I see some increased sensitivity because Venus is sitting on your Mercury and Mercury is sitting on your Venus right now. So a lot of this is about love and devotion and what you can be comfortable and secure with. And because these planets are squaring your Saturn in Libra, how is your back doing?
It's okay right now, but I got sick from me and my boyfriend had this bright idea to deliver phone books, and the ink dust caused me to be sick. So my back's okay today right now. It's just it's different every day.
Well, these planets are moving through quickly. There's a little bit of squaring energy going on, but because Venus is one of the benefics of the zodiac, I feel it's going to be kind that way. But you do just exercise a little bit of caution for the next couple of days about that part of your body. Now, as far as the ink allergy, what did you do to help cleanse that out?
I've been drinking a lot of water, and I just took some fiber, and I'm going to take some vitamineral greens, and I'm going to do some other therapies tomorrow.
Good. Good.
My throat hurts.
I've got a little golden seal in there.
Golden seal, okay. Is it showing up in my chart that this happened?
Yeah, because of Neptune squaring your
foolishness.
Mars. Neptune squaring your Mars, it came into the sinuses, yep. And the nose, yeah. You can see that there. But Neptune is going to be squaring your Mars for a little while yet to come, so I would try not to introduce that allergen again. Because usually the second time you do it, it's much worse. So just don't do that, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go a different direction than she did. How's your work going?
Well, I haven't been able to get out much because I haven't been feeling good, and so I've just been staying at home. At work as far as in what regard?
As far as what direction you're going, as far as what you want with your career.
Well, if people come
I know you
to
were
me,
doing something
my...
with holistic health or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, and I'll say this because right now. The Saturn opposition is from your fourth house to home to your 10th house of your career with the moon at this point in time. And we were talking about how, you know, it's really making you self-parenting or self-disciplined as far as your work is concerned at this point in time and your work in your home, not outside of your home, but inside your home.
Oh, okay.
Again,
yeah,
Saturn,
we have been making raw food
house.
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... Have you thought about blogging about it or taking pictures while you're doing it and doing different things like through the internet to give exposure to what you're doing? Because I really think at this point in time with Mars still in your third house, conjunct Juno, that this is an ideal time for you to really get that communication out on social media more than anything else, out of your home, not necessarily going into an established business outside and working at an established business outside. So that's the first thing that stood out to me is looking at that. And doing something more active in your home as far as that's concerned. So when you cook or do things like that, blog about it. Or, you know, again, use Facebook to present it and talk about it, you know, whichever way you like.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the other thing I want you to do is I want you to pay very close attention to your dreams.
Yeah.
With all that 12th house stuff? With all the 12th house
energy? Now, it's Neptune trining both your Mercury and your Venus in the 11th, which means that if you pay close attention to your dreams are going to give you really good spiritual information about how to deliver what you want to deliver to the public in the future. And also give you some insights into what you need as far as your intimate relationships, too.
Mm-hmm.
I say that lightly. Remember, we're on the air, Danielle.
Right.
There's Scorpio Moon. We have to be careful with her. She's such a passionate creature. Oh. But it's looking pretty good. You know, the squares that you've been through right now and the illness that you have, again, it was something that was just caused by something you didn't anticipate initially, but I think that that will pass. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I didn't. I looked at the cards, but, you know, I'm not an expert at reading, so I didn't see that. I saw the Seven of Cups, which I thought would be the weather because it was raining, but that could include illness, too, the Seven of Cups?
Well, the weather disperses it as well, okay? When it comes to something like this, like an allergy, the weather enhances it or diminishes it, so...
I had one astrological question real quick. What would it mean for me if somebody's Saturn is conjunct my Chiron in Taurus? What would that mean for me? I guess you would need to know the house. No. Yeah. What would that mean?
They would be your teacher, or you would learn very much from teaching them or helping them. It could be like a teaching and learning equality in a way. They have some things that you need to know, and you have some things that they need to know.
Okay.
Here again, I think both of you two are enlightening and awakening each other. You know, not only the teaching aspect, but I think both of you can collaborate and take the information and take it to a greater level and transform and change things on a greater level together. I think the unity of it is really good for shifting information of yourself and others with each other and really finding a better avenue because the two of you can discuss things and learn from each other.
Right, yeah, that's what we've been doing. Ace of Swords cutting through all the you know, we've been using a lot of the Ace of Swords energy.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We're so glad you called in. We missed hearing from you. Yeah, thank you for calling in, and keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
You too.
Take care, Danielle.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. She is doing so good these days. I'm so happy.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming her way, that's for sure.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, girls. This is Lena. How are you doing?
Great. Lena. How are you doing, Lena? What's shaking, girl?
Coming along. Still waiting. Nothing, unfortunately. Still living in the car for the past 3 months. And really hope since Jupiter hit my second house, I'm going to be able to find some work soon. Because, I mean, I had to ask my sister for a loan, which was the last thing in the world I wanted to ever do. But I knew Jupiter, I knew Mars was leaving Libra, so I don't know if that was good or bad, I asked her now.
You don't have a lot of afflictions to your third house of brothers, sisters, neighbors, and close friends right now. And and your Mars is actually forming some nice trines to your Aquarian planets. What jobs have you been applying for?
Everything. I mean, accounting, administration, companion, babysitting. I even put a flyer at the church today. I had business cards made a long time ago that I use. And I'm just trying every avenue I can. You know, I am eating at soup kitchens, save money for gas. I just, something has to happen soon because I'm at my wit's end here. I'm applying for, you know, like sales jobs that I applied at a cosmetic store that I really like. I probably spend all the money I'd make, though.
I hear that. Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily know. I think that would be a good one for you to work at. Just to let you know.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I used to be an esthetician. Like 10 years ago, I used to do makeup and facials and stuff like that. I still have my license. I could always go back to it.
You could.
You know.
You could. Don't get me wrong. But the, you know, going into actually doing the makeup, I don't know about. I like you nurturing others through facials and things like that. I think you can do really well with that. Venus is coming into your first house here soon. And people are going to start to love you. And so this is where I see that there should be a shift for you as far as the attraction of others should come in more in that period of time.
Men are falling in love with me?
Oh.
I feel like men are falling in love with me all of a sudden. It's like really weird.
Yeah, that'll happen with that too. Okay.
I like it.
Not anybody good, though. I haven't met anybody I'd want a relationship with, just a bunch of guys that I'm just like, oh, I don't think so. Next.
But I think I really think it's coming soon for you. I really do. So, you know, you've had such a long time, and I know you're really drained, but you've still got a great attitude, which is good, and you're still hanging in there. And I really do think the job's going to come soon. I really do.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's going to become more along contract work, like what I've you know, applied for? You know, I know my Pisces in the sixth house service, so I'm trying to, you know, concentrate in that area. I would like to work contract work and give me flexibility, which I love. I don't like being tied to a desk. I'll do it if I have to, but I'd rather not if I had the choice. Maybe that's why nothing's
right.
working for me. I need to work by myself. I don't know what else. They think
yeah,
I'm like,
your Aries
thinks
move,
I'm not looking
talking.
For work.
I know. Yeah. Well, the good everyone thing about
I'm not looking for
you're,
work.
Where you're located right now, the sun is about to pass over your Arabic part of treasure, profit, and security tomorrow.
Okay.
Venus is also going to be passing, Mercury's going to be passing over that star also within the month, and Venus will be there within the next 5-6 weeks. So you have more, you're going to maybe have more than one opportunity that's going to present itself. And the trines are really nice, you know, with your Venus and Pisces. And, of course, Jupiter now is going to be moving into trine with your moon. Jupiter's the planet of good fortune and abundance. And it's in Leo, which rules the heart. So I wouldn't necessarily rule out the makeup thing completely, but I really think that as Jacqueline As Jacqueline pointed out, even if you did that, you would be doing it in a very nurturing way. Because you're really, in your soul of souls, you're really a healer. And you know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. But you can do that. I've had people do my nails, you know, just cosmetically, and I feel like I just got the greatest counseling session on the planet. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when I used to do the facials, I felt like a therapist. People would just tell me everything. And I was like, sometimes I'd be like, wow, that's really personal.
You have that way about you, though. So here again, and it's only going to get stronger over this next week. So I'm really, I think you're just right at the tail end. I think something's going to happen.
Well, that's good, because I am just, you know, I am hanging on to my faith so tight. I mean, I am just really been testing my patience. I just really, really want my own place again. I want to get back on my own. I mean, I just feel like I've been, had everything swiped from me, and now it's time for it to be returned.
Exactly.
I mean, how long does Pluto take to transit your house? I mean, is that like 3 years, 5 years? I mean,
well, in the chart in Florida, you have Pluto retrograde in your seventh, but there's no bad angles to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, you do have some issues with Saturn and Scorpio, and part is probably because you do have many different things you could do for a living, okay? And, and you're not sure what you really want to dig your fingers into, okay, and really take it seriously. And it's because you're coming from, of course, a place of lack. But when Jupiter got out of Cancer and moved into Leo a few days ago, you're going to start to feel braver and stronger and want to do something that is so inspiring for you, where you can help others. So I think that dust is getting ready to clear. Okay?
Okay.
So just hang in there. This week could be very fortunate. I expect to get a really good call from you next Sunday night.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right,
Lynn.
You have a great night.
All right.
Thank
good luck.
All right. Bye. With everything she's been through, it's amazing how she can still giggle on the phone.
Oh, absolutely. You got to admire that, I believe, Pisces energy, and especially with the Aries moon, to be challenged so strongly and to come through it still with that optimism, you just got to love that.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, my name is Dee. I am waiting on the probate of a will for my inheritance, and I'd like to know if you see me getting it anytime soon.
Is your birth date August 30th, 1961?
Yes.
All right.
And what time?
4 a.m., Aegean, Greece.
And where do you live now?
I live in Maine.
What city?
Right near Halton.
Okay, thank you.
Have you been in some kind of disagreement with this, or is it in
yes.
some kind of litigation of some sort?
Yes, it is. There's someone else who's trying to challenge it.
Okay, that's what I'm looking at as far as that. You know, Jupiter here in the next, and Aphrodite can probably tell you the date quicker than I can, because natally you have an 11-degree Leo rising, and when Jupiter passes over that rising, I think it's when you're going to get your benefits. It looks like there's a challenge here as far as legally is concerned or rights are concerned, but the whole truth hasn't come out yet. Does that make
sense?
I know.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so you have to wait for that to unfold a little bit, but I don't think it's much longer. What do
okay.
you think, Aphrodite?
Well, part of her inheritance and real estate investment, where she lives now, is about 27 degrees of Capricorn. And there's no planetary energy in that sector until the first of the year. Let me double-check and see where Mars is going to be. See, Mars is actually in Capricorn, in that area, the third week of November, the third and fourth week of November. That's the earliest I could see it manifesting for you, Dee. I don't want to mislead you and try and have you be expectant sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I think this Mars in Libra energy since last November has been pretty grueling for you. And
yes.
still squaring your Saturn in that ninth house and your midheaven star about, you just want to get this done so you can proceed with your life and recreate your life, okay? And I see
yes.
that clearly. But I think that you're on the right track, and I think it's just one of those situations where, like Jacqueline said, now that Mars is moving into Scorpio on the 27th, it's a different cycle with Mars. Mars in Scorpio is very, very focused, very, very intense. The research can be done. The things that haven't been revealed can be revealed in this cycle, okay? It's a 7.5-week
okay.
cycle. So I'd be right on top of the person that's helping you with this issue, because I feel
okay.
once Mars passes over Saturn, you're going to have what you need in hand. And that's a very
okay.
important thing to know, okay? And it's going to be, let me tell you when that is. that is actually the third week of August.
Okay.
So by third week of August, you could have the things that you need in hand to really go forth and let it run through its cycle and manifest it within several months. But I think that, again, you can do it before the end of the year, but I think that it's going to be after the new year that you really can breathe easier, all is said and done, things are in place, money has exchanged hands, to be honest with you.
Because I really want this money to take myself out of a bad situation and to move.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and timing. Again, I'm going to reiterate the timing of things. There's a purpose or a reason for the understanding of why you can't move right now, why things are going to go through this pace. And really, one thing I want to say is that it is to your benefit, okay?
Okay.
I know you don't like the timing of it, but it is to your benefit. So understand that things move at a slower pace than what you would like and go, okay, what am I to learn from this experience so I can move on with those tools? Because I really think, like Aphrodite was saying, August is the month where I think there's going to be a lot of enlightening and awakening and a lot of information put into place, not only for this lawsuit, but for yourself personally. Okay?
Yeah.
So let it unfold. Have the patience to let it unfold is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
See, I feel in August what's going to happen is there's going to be something that you have to unlock. Okay? And
okay.
There's something that's hidden that's going to be revealed. Now, Pluto, the planet of empowerment, life, death, and rebirthing, is retrograde until the 22nd of September. Okay? It actually appears to be moving backwards right now. When it goes forward, it's in perfect trine to your Sun-Pluto conjunction in your chart in Maine, okay? And so that you're going to be empowered at that time because that's when you're going to be able to go forward with the proceedings. You follow me?
Okay.
So I feel it's going to happen like in little chapters, but you're going to get enough encouragement along the way. You're going to be able to hold it together until it finally comes together. You follow me?
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm trying to hold it together.
I know. You've had an awful lot of stress, especially the last 2 weeks. I know.
Oh, and there's someone, I got to get him out of my life or I have to move. Either way, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dealing with that on a day-to-day basis. If I don't get him out of my life, I'll go crazy.
Is there one woman that's been trying to help you, but she's too far away?
No.
Because I just feel there may be a woman that's going to be try and step in and help you. Because Jupiter's sitting on your Venus in your main chart, and the Sun is going to be passing over that star over the next couple of days. So be looking for somebody that may not necessarily be local, but somebody you've either known for a long period of time or part of your family. That woman may be able to step in and help you temporarily. Okay.
Right. Yeah, the past 2 weeks have been very bad.
Yeah, I know. You've been losing your mind.
Yes.
<Don't offend. laughs> Well, keep us posted. Call in and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you both very much.
All right. Well, God bless
you. Good
luck. Thank you.
Bye. I think we both know this next caller, Jacqueline.
Okay. I always like little surprises like this. Let's see who it is.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Well, I'm sure glad I chewed up that whole mouthful of potato chips a minute ago.
How you doing, Deb?
I'm like, when you started saying, oh, I think we know this caller, I'm going, oh, gosh, got to chew. I'm drowning my miserable disposition in potato chips. The other saving grace is they're non-GMO and they're organic.
So, hey, good thing.
Then you've got to be okay with that part.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, it's been interesting. I think I've cried more in the last 2 weeks than I had probably in the previous 6 months. So I don't know what my deal is, but I'm feeling a little bipolar. So
Mars has been on your Neptune, Deb. Mars has been sitting on your Neptune, which is the ruler of the Pisces sun. And so this is actually good for you.
Wait a minute. Can you say that again? What's sitting on my Neptune?
Mars has been sitting on your Neptune for the last
Mars. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Neptune is the ruler of your Pisces sun, so it was important for you to clear this out.
Okay.
And to acknowledge that you have a right to your feelings. You're always so worried about everybody else's feelings and everybody else's psychology and everybody else's motives, okay? What about Deb, okay? But
this
I love the
to
fact
be a pattern
that Jupiter,
in my life.
Jupiter's going to be passing over your moon soon. It's already in Leo now for a few days. And so Jupiter's going to be passing over your moon. And right now it's still forming some inconjuncts or quincunxes to your Mercury. So you're still not thinking clearly in your brain, okay? But that's
right.
Why you have to listen with your heart. And that's why your heart is feeling so vulnerable right now and it's trying to open itself up a little bit. When it conjoins with your moon, it's going to be forming a perfect trine to your Venus in Aries. Wow. How awesome is that going to be?
I hope.
It's coming, but Jack, what do you think?
And you went exactly where I was going to go with her. Okay, there is so, you know, this is so much to your benefit. And sometimes we have to go through this process, especially being a Pisces with Sun in Pisces and Mercury in Pisces like yourself. You have to go through that full set of emotions to be able to let it go. Okay, and I really think that's what's happening is that it's been more intense because it really wants you to feel it so that you allow yourself to let it go. And again here, I think Aphrodite and the timing was exactly perfect from what I see. So I agree with her so much that just remember this is to your benefit and that you've got to go through this, and believe it or not, in a few weeks, you'll be glad you did.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, good. I have, and during all this, I have about, two guys that I've been corresponding with, and I'm wondering if, and they're both very different. One seems like he might be a little needy, the other one's very smart, and the way he words things and all of that, it really hits home with me. So it must be his thinking, I think, is a lot like mine. So anyway, I was just wondering what you see happening with that.
Do you have their birth information at all?
I haven't gotten there. I think one's a Pisces, and he's the one that seems like more like me, but practical, and you know, I mean, a lot like me. I'm not your stereotypical Pisces, as we know.
Right.
And then the other one, I think, is a Libra, but I don't know birth information yet. As soon as I do, you will be the first to know, my ladies.
Well, I want to tell you something that you don't know, and that is that Chiron, the wounded healer, by transit right now, is at 17 degrees of Pisces. And it's retrograde, and it's sitting on your part of labor and fortune and husbandry, okay?
Okay.
And it's trining your Uranus in the ninth house, in the Washington chart, okay? So my feeling is because Chiron is retrograde, I think that this person bears research. I think you should really look into this one.
The one
it's also
the
trining
one that,
Saturn
the Pisces.
In current heaven. And it's also trining Saturn in our current heavens, okay, that just went direct today, okay? So I think you should really do the research and really look into this person,
okay?
I would go for some intimacy in the conversations. I would expect to be surprised by some of the things he comes up with because of the trine to Uranus. And I would go with the flow and you can get us the information we need.
Yeah, I will. I will.
And I'm taking it a different way than Aphrodite does, because I'm looking at Juno being conjunct your Jupiter in your natal seventh, opposing your natal Mars in Sagittarius, okay, at this point in time. And this is a great time, really, to have more communication, and I'm not surprised with it being two different individuals. that this would occur with the Gemini energy. I agree with her. There should be more dialogue, more information, and keep an open mind to both of them until the information is revealed on the choice.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been I've been kind of just letting it flow and just trying to get information without it sounding like a job interview.
Yeah, there you go. You don't want that.
No. Anyway, all right. Well, good. Then you're saying that in about a week or so, I'm going to start feeling Mars is going to get
the hell off my Neptune. Well, the sorrow should be passing, and you should be getting rid of these things at that point in time. So I think the crying's going to stop.
Okay. All right. So, the, and you said when? I'm sorry, you kind of got, kind of cut out. In about a week or so? Or when is this going to let up?
Well, if Mars goes into Scorpio on the 27th, it's going to be trining your Mercury right away. You're going to get a lot back, a lot of that intensity, a lot of that focus. You're going to start to feel some of your strength coming back. And then the following week, it's going to be even more profound when Mars moves towards your Saturn. You're going to be fine,
okay.
But you need to go through this release, okay? And,
okay.
And that's important for you because, you know, you're the kind of person, you're so thoughtful and pensive, and you try and figure everything out like you do with your children. That's amazing to me. You're amazing.
Yeah, well, the youngest one is absolutely driving me out of my mind, so, but, which is part of that, too, so. Anyway, okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll let you get on to other callers, but I appreciate your insight, and that makes me feel better. I'm always better when I can see a light at the end of the tunnel and know that it's not an oncoming freight train, so.
There you go.
You gotta love it when it's not
like
oncoming freight train.
I like that.
That's happened a few times in my life too.
I'll bet it has.
All right, ladies, have a great rest of the day, and thank you so much. And
God bless.
Oh, I'm gonna listen to the rest. I want to listen to the rest of the show, so don't cut me off.
All right, I'll put you on hold.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
What a trip.
Oh, you get, she's such a sweetheart. You gotta love
her. She is. She puts her whole heart into everything she does. She's just one of those people. That's one of those special people. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, Aphrodite. It's Deanna. How are you? And how's Jackie?
Hey, Deanna. We're doing fine. How about you?
It is so good to hear your voice and to have made it through today. It was a rough week. But I'm alive, and I'm going to be here until the end of next month.
Yay! Wow!
There you go. I knew that delay was coming for you.
It isn't because of the courts, but I am blessed. There's one thing that happened last Monday after I got the biggest scare in my life. And I called someone whose number I had, whom I had spoken with before. And this person's relative was able to engineer that the Office of the State Attorney come and investigate this situation.
Wow!
And I came to... That's what I wanted to figure out. Well, he came to my door on Tuesday after this terrible Monday, and he told me to call him back, and I agreed I would do it Thursday. I called him. I sent him an email. Nothing on Friday either. And I'm really putting all my hopes on their investigation to turn over or, you know, reverse everything that's gone on for 6.5 years. and I don't know whether it is going to happen. The other question is also very important. On the 8th, I put in the application for the vacancy here at in Miami, and I didn't expect to hear until now, but I was wondering if you see anything coming, you know, manifesting from both of those things.
How close is this vacancy to you, Deanna?
Please repeat your question.
How close is this vacancy to where you are now?
The closest.
Perfect.
The local court. The local court.
Perfect. Saturn sitting right on your sun in the third house of your neighborhood, or basically the area where you currently reside. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think that some things are going to be negotiated out here. I do feel that this is going to work to your benefit. But I also do have to say that I feel you're going to be moving, and I think this is an ideal move for you.
Moving far or moving near?
Oh, no, this is the near, like she was talking about. When you said in the neighborhood, I went, yeah, this is going to work, because that's where you're going to be moving is locally. You're not moving very far.
Because
what do you think, Alfred?
I think the same thing. I think that what's going to happen is you're going to be put in a situation where you can actually heal. Because Saturn, when it turned around today, it's trying to your Chiron. Chiron's transiting your eighth house. All of the psychological anguish, the debt issues you've been dealing with, the financial issues you've been dealing with, this move is like right around the corner for you, really, is how it feels to me, is going to be very,
right.
very healing for you. And with Mars moving into your sign, and it hasn't been there in 2.5 years, by the way, actually a little longer because of its long retrograde in Libra, when Mars goes into Scorpio, you're going to get your energy back. You're going to get your focus back. You're going to feel that you've finally been justified. Okay?
That's
so
on the 27th of July, right?
Yes. It goes into Scorpio. And then it takes about a week for it to hit your Mercury and another week and a half to hit your Sun. But this next 3 weeks is going to be so valuable to you because you're going to get your moxie back.
I said to the gentleman that I would try to meet him this Thursday, and that's the 23rd. I just thought, okay, it gives me time to put the papers in order, at least some time, and then the sun is in Leo, which is my ascendant. Knowing so little as I do, you know, it's like grabbing at straws because I really don't know. But I thought it would be like a good omen for the sun to be in Leo. And I didn't want to ask for extra time because I want this situation to progress. And I only have until the end of next month to be here.
Right. But there's two other major things that are going on I want to share with you, Deanna, okay? Uranus is the planet of epiphanies and reversals. And Uranus is sitting right on your north node in the ninth house of God watching over you, okay? And Venus, over the next couple of days, is going to be sitting right on Uranus in your chart in Miami. So there's like two things they're saying that this is going to reverse itself. And they're all happening this week.
Okay,
so I would really go ahead and now with Mars still in Libra, it's squaring your Jupiter. So this is important because your Jupiter's in Capricorn. So getting that documentation together for him, absolutely correct. That's what you're going to be doing for the last couple of days. Next couple of days, you're going to be doing that. Perfect timing.
Exactly.
A square doesn't mean you can't. It indicates you must. Okay? So
right.
I think you're going right in the direction you're supposed to, just ride the train.
You know, I was so, so happy when the man came to the door, and I was sort of let down when he didn't approach me back after I called him back. I know that this is important, so if they do believe me, they'll see that they really did a, you know, made a big mistake. And I know that the help of someone who's like the grand angel, because that's what this person is, the grand angel, their email really got everything moving, all the muck out of there, you know?
Yes.
As long as I can believe that they will do the right thing. Do you think that he believed me? Because that's the whole problem of God. I think people don't believe me. And I know that I cannot tell any more truth than what I do because it is full. You know, so I just... What do you get?
I wouldn't be harboring these doubts. Okay. I would see this as a way through. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Stay with your focus. Know this person has been provided for you to bring about this miracle that you've desperately needed. And I think once Mars gets into Scorpio, you're going to be able to march forward much more clearly. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. And here again, Scorpions have a tendency of doing that sometimes, that they defend themselves too much. Okay? And you know you're right. State your truth. And don't care whether they believe you or not because you know it's the truth. And stand on it. Okay? You don't have to reemphasize when you feel that they don't get it. Okay? You have a lot of information, and sometimes people stop because they want to digest all that you're giving them. Do you understand it that way?
Yes.
So you may be reading that inclination of doubt wrong because what they may be looking at is trying to process the information, not necessarily that they don't believe you. Okay? You're not a normal person, and so unusual things happen, and so they have to really, you know, it's unusual. They have to take the time to process it. You're not just the average person that's walking through this situation. So,
you know the word vehemence. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's vehemence. It's like V-E-H-E-M-E-N-C-E. They distrust sometimes the vehemence with which I proceed.
Right. And Mars and Scorpio is going to give you that back.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much. I hope I'll call you next week with some good news. This one was a miraculous good news because it was almost the end of the road and it turned around.
And here again, this should restore your faith and show you that just by having that faith, things are going to shift and change. Because they will.
You inject me with faith, Jackie, and effort, that both of you. And for that, God bless and prosper, and a happy, super, super joyful birthday for you, Aphrodite, on Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too. Keep us posted.
That's plural. I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I want to keep on listening.
Okay, I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
What a darling. Well, we've got about almost 7 minutes left. Want to go for one more?
Sure.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm calling today because I've made some adjustments in my own life so I can make some changes with career. I'm currently working, but it hasn't been a most pleasurable work experience, but I guess I've had to learn a lot from it. And I just want to see if you can see something coming in that's totally... maybe new or different department.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Emma.
Okay. Hey, Emma. What is your birthday?
March 28th.
And what year?
66.
Okay. And do you know what time you were born?
About 4 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Oh, L.A.
Really?
And where do you live now?
Oh, Texas.
What city?
Pretty much near San Antonio.
Okay, great. Alrighty then, let's take a peek at this. Wow. You've been ready a long time, a while, haven't you? Holy moly. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. What you do now, is it big on communication? Because you get a lot of that communication energy in your natal.
Yes, I guess you could say yes, I do.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to start out with Jupiter is in your 11th house, okay? And it's really benefiting your hopes, desires, and dreams. You talked about, yeah, you're launching. You are launching, okay? What do you want as far as your profession is concerned? Is this where you want to be? Because this is definitely a cycle that's to your benefit and really getting you out there to really change what you're doing as far as your career is concerned. So do you like what the company you're working for?
I like what I'm doing. I just don't like the company.
Okay, see, that's where I was going. And I think that you could find, I didn't want to come up and say, hey, you know, change companies, but I do. I think this is a time to launch yourself and really get out there and go for that heart's desire dream. I think you have the talent and the skill, and I think people will recognize it at this point in time. And, again, she was talking about that communications. This is a good time to get out there and look at different companies and see really where you want to be because and really put your talents out there because you can find a place right now that I think you'd be very happy with, and I don't necessarily think it's where you're at.
Well, I have. I've been applying, and so I'm just, I mean, and then I'm making some inroads by contacts. So I'm doing that.
And that's all you need to do. It'll fall in front of you. I guarantee you.
Are you willing to travel?
What do you think,
Aphrodite? Yeah, are you willing to travel or relocate?
Well, I actually did that. So not at this moment, only because I have other circumstances that. It's kind of keeping me here.
Okay. Because everything in your chart to me screams that you need to be working for an international kind of company.
Okay.
Now, you are the kind of person that you are going to attract to yourself people that need you because you have a very strong need to be needed, don't you?
I never thought about it from that standpoint.
But it's actually good for you because it gives you a sense of fulfillment.
Okay.
That you can't get through your day-to-day work, okay? And your day-to-day work because your Sun and your Mars are fairly close together. They're not conjunct, really. They're like 7 degrees apart, almost 8 degrees apart. But I do feel that your work is important to you because it's what makes your self-esteem roll. So you can
take on
the other things in your personal life in a way that is very, very helpful and very, very healing and very... you're kind of like a bringer of the truth, educating people, looking into people, helping them. You have a wonderful sense of compassion in this chart. It's amazing to me.
Right.
But at the same time, sometimes you can't focus on the one thing. And Mars being your ruler in the same sign as your Sun, I agree with Jacqueline that this is your time to launch. You've been, like, biting at the bit now for a couple of months, especially, okay? But you are looking at international flavor. Are you bilingual?
Not really.
I feel that might be beneficial in your future. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're just about to close the show. Are you okay?
Yeah, I am. So, in any particular time frame or?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit of time, but not a lot of time, because Jupiter's going to be passing over the trine to your Sun within a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So I'd be looking the next 2 to 3 weeks to be able to make a change.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Well, God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Have a stellar night.
Thanks.
Good night.
All right. Good night. This has been the Illumination Station. Jacqueline, tell them where they can reach you.
They can call me at 772-286-2720. And you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110.
Have a good week.
Have a stellar week. God
Happy
bless.
Birthday, Evernote.
Thank you, honey.
Enjoy.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.